Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood, and welcome back to another episode of the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. If you are new to the podcast, thank you for coming through. But also remember to subscribe to the podcast, rate it, and share it with another dad in need. Sharing is caring, and you could do your part by helping us. To the old heads, as my son would call us, thank you for all your support, and a special thanks for representing fatherhood to the fullest. This podcast is a way to celebrate the ups and even downs of fatherhood, and you guys keep me motivated to drop these gems. Thank you once again, and if you have a topic or even a guest you want to hear from, hit me up on social media, at Fatherhood is Lit everywhere. Or shoot me an email at james@coolfordads.com. Before we start, I just want to give a huge shout out to the homie James Oliver. I interviewed him for episode 82 of the podcast. For the past month, his parentpreneur organization has been helping me with the Fatherhood is Lit app, and I can't wait to help other fathers find dope shit for them to do with their kids. So thank you, James, once again. We are building the Yelp of activities for dads. More info dropping soon, but if you want to stay in the know or help out, join our email list at coolfordads.com/email. It will also be in the show notes. A couple weeks ago, I purchased my oldest son a really cool gaming machine. Homeboy was super excited, and it brought back memories of when my dad brought me my first computer. That was special, and for episode 91, I wanted to talk about rewarding your kids for doing the right things. Yup, you heard that correctly. I'm always rewarding my kids for doing the right thing, and since I know many of you do the same, I wanted to dig into it a little bit more. First off, I want you to ask yourself a question. How often do you tell your kids great job as opposed to what are you doing or scolding them for doing something wrong? We parents, well, we're really good at going after our kids when they do wrong, especially if people are around. I know I'm good at it. I'm not perfect, and chances are neither are you. There are times when I will go after my kids for doing the wrong things and forget completely to keep that same energy when they do the right thing. We simply don't celebrate the good stuff as much as we identify when they do wrong. On my side, we work hard to teach our kids to do good. And since we work so hard trying to teach them the right things, we sort of expect them to do good at all times. We don't acknowledge the good stuff as much as we acknowledge the bad stuff, though. Sounds as backwards to me, but hey, that's parenting. We do a lot of shit backwards, but probably have a great reason to do so. Now we need to find reasons to celebrate them for doing right. Do kids even need that? I believe they do. Growing up, my pops would always tell me, you do good in this world, the world will do good for you. He would preach that to me every chance he could, but in reality, he was the one rewarding me for doing good, not the world. Or at least at the time, that was the only acknowledgement I cared about. Hearing a teacher say my name for an award wasn't the accomplishment. It wasn't the win. The win was showing dad and letting him reward me for that. I knew that if I did great in school, not just good, my dad would spoil me with things, not everything, but with a few chosen items. Some will say my dad gamed me into doing well in school. I would switch it to, hey, he knew how to motivate me. That motivation might seem transactional. Heck, maybe it was, but it worked. And coming where I came from, I needed that extra help or push. Now, as a father of three, I do the same thing in regards to school with my kids. My kids know that they only get what they want if the grades are up to par. I have no shame in saying that. We can't be around our kids 24/7, and any little bit that helps keeps them in check is a win in my book. Growing up in the hood, all I wanted was new Jordans and video games every few months. Those two things growing up were everything, especially when you lived in a poverty-stricken section of New York City like the Bronx. My pops didn't have a lot of cash, but somehow he always came through. But I also knew I had to do my part first. Not only did I know that, I understood my role in it. I knew that my pops would buy me almost anything I wanted as long as I kept my grades up, and I did just that. My dad knew that and used that to his advantage. I can't even be mad at him. Now I do the same thing with my own kids. I'm still not 1,000% sure what my kids love. I swear these kids love something different every moment of their lives, but I do know technologies run their life. You better believe I'm using screen time as a reward for almost everything from cleaning to watching each other to school. That's a perfect way to reward my kids, and I'm going to use it until I can't use it anymore. Find what works with your kids and do it. It might be just reading a book. Buy them a new book if that's what makes them happy. Reward them. Rewarding your kids is also a great way to manage both of your expectations. Yeah, you heard that right. It's a great way to manage both of your expectations, but it takes some time. I expect my 4-year-old son to listen in school and do his schoolwork. That didn't start the day school started. That started at home when we were teaching him his ABCs. He couldn't do shit. Even at 3 years old, he couldn't do anything until we got what we needed from him for the day. He couldn't play with toys or watch TV until we went over his letters and numbers. It took a while, but he started to follow along, even to the point that he would ask us for worksheets to practice his name or blocks to work with before he asked for anything else. It was a routine in his eyes, one that rewarded him for finishing the routine and one that helped manage all of our expectations. We wanted him to practice his name and letters. He wanted to play. We all got what we wanted by rewarding him for doing what we expected. Another great example of this was the gaming machine I bought my oldest. When he entered high school, he asked us for a gaming machine. He wanted to build one and become a star, an online player. The kid is spoiled. We know that. The first half of my high school career was embarrassing. I fucked that all up and had to spend an extra year in high school to finish. All the goods my pops would buy me were no more, and man, did I feel that. I remembered that, and I also feared that freshman year would do something bad to my child. Maybe he would take on freshman year the same way I did and forget that, yo, his pops was there to reward him for doing good. So we made a deal. I probably didn't need to make a deal with him. My son is way more nerdier than I am when it comes to school and enjoys it. But I did it anyway. I offered to help him build his own gaming machine as long as he maintained a 90s average. If you have been following us for a while, you might have noticed I made it kind of easy for him. My son is an honor student, and to be honest, a 90 would mean he dropped in grades. But I was so proud of him that if it did happen, I would still be cool with it. Grades don't mean your kids are smart. It's the actions they take with those brains that dictate that. Homeboy has been a star student all of his life. I'm not the type to overdo it with pressure. I knew he would get the 90 average needed, and he made sure to remind me of that. I took him to Walmart just to mess with his head and showed him a cheap gaming PC that they had. Something real cheap, like $400 or something like that. I told him, yo, Jaden, you can have this one right now, and I'll even buy you extra shit for it since it's so cheap. I was trying to game him just to see what he says. Homeboy's answer was the one I expected. He laughed. He looked at the machine and said, Dad, I was grinding too hard this year for that machine. Grinded too hard for this? That shit not only made me laugh, but it also made me proud as hell. My son knew his worth, but also knew that his expectations had to be met because my expectations were met. He didn't want that machine. He knew what he wanted. He expected the best, just like we expected the best from him. Does rewarding your kids for doing right make you a bad parent? Let's keep it real. There are parents out there, heck, there are dads listening to this right now, that would say they would never, ever reward their kids for doing the right thing. I can dig it. But I also think they are lying. They might just not know that. You might not always reward them for doing the right thing, but there was a time when you did. Really think about that. Have you taken your kids on a dope vacation and told yourself they deserve it? Or took them to get ice cream because they were so good that day at home or outside? Or how about when you get your child a car for college, simply for making it to college? Seems like a reward to me. We all reward our kids. We just do it differently and see it differently. How you do it shouldn't be used to judge you as a parent. Kids need to be motivated, and we all know the outside world motivates them in ways we don't even understand yet. We might never understand it. Like, why do people post giving away money to the homeless? Is the motivation to show the world we can help each other? Or is it to gain cool points? We all reward our kids differently. However, the one constant is the happiness that overcomes your kids when you do reward them. Rewarding them can be as simple as saying you did good, or extravagant as buying them a new gaming machine. No matter what you pay to reward them, that smile they give you is priceless. I remember how happy I was to get my computer back in 1996, when most people didn't even know what a computer was. I couldn't stop smiling. I couldn't stop bragging. I couldn't stop inviting my friends over to try this new device. My dad did that. My dad thought he was rewarding me with happiness, but what he really did was reward me with something new in life that I could really flex with in the future. He opened up the world for me by buying me a computer. He thought he was rewarding me. He was opening up my world. My son's world looks different. That computer I got him might not change his life or career trajectory like it did to me. He might not use it to code like Dad did. He might really only use it to blast heads off in Valorant. That's okay. The real win was seeing how happy he was to receive it, and that right there was everything. I saw my 14-year-old turn into a 5-year-old when we went to buy his computer. The excitement on his face was dope, but my overall favorite part of the whole thing is that he knew he deserved it and wouldn't take anything less. I know you know how dope it feels to see your kids happy. All else happening in the world doesn't even matter anymore. If a child's happiness isn't the dopest thing on earth to experience, I don't really know what is. So next time someone judges you for rewarding your kids for doing good, remind them that we parents are great at always identifying the bad. It's time to keep that same energy and let our kids know when they are doing good. We can't, I'll repeat that, we cannot expect the world to acknowledge their greatness. As long as expectations are being met, reward them how you see fit. They already rewarded us with the best gift we can ever get, their smiles and their life. Parent your way. It matters. We dads matter. Let's get it, fellas. Fatherhood is lit.